This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, February 16, 2010. Promptings. Terror. The scripture is Genesis 32, verses 7 through 9. In great fear and distress, Jacob divided the people. Then Jacob prayed. Jacob was not a praying man. The connections he had with God came only because God had pursued him. So far, Jacob had lived his life mainly by using his own wits. Coldly deceitful, he had cheated his brother out of his father's blessing, and he had run away. Now, after being cheated by his father-in-law for many years, Jacob was on the run again, and he was about to face his brother, who was coming to meet him with 400 men. Jacob was vastly outnumbered. He feared that his whole family could be wiped out. So he aimed to soften the heart of his brother, designing a long caravan of gifts to meet the advancing Esau. He even sent his family ahead into the teeth of the storm. Then Jacob found himself all alone on the far side of the river. He feared that his gifts were not enough. And then God came to him, this time as a wrestler. All night long, Jacob and a man, or an angel representing God, grappled together and tried to pin one another down. And as day began to break, Jacob, now wounded, refused to let his opponent go until he had given Jacob a blessing. Imagine Jacob's surprise when he realized this blessing was from God. Sometimes we find ourselves in a place of raw terror, but God is with us, and it may lead us to wrestle with God and find a blessing.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.